Tonight we're talking about the Declaration of Patients' Rights, and I'm talking to Ken from Long Island, and we had a little sidetrack here talking about cholesterol, but Ken, I found it, and this information is really good. It goes along with what I said about Dr. Hanna, and many other cardiologists are coming forward. What they discovered is that they would see a patient with a high cholesterol, and then they would go in and do a cardiac cath and find the vessels were not occluded at all. They were clear. And then they would have the opposite happen to them from time to time, where the patient had a low cholesterol, and they would go in and they had a lot of blockage. So the Great Cholesterol Myth by Dr. Sinatra is really important. And I love the fact that he also goes on to talk about things that can make you healthier, not just drugs to treat symptoms. He talks about vitamins and supplements and ways to make your heart healthier versus just giving you toxic drugs to treat the symptoms. So I'm thrilled with him. I'm reading everything he has to say. I may have to buy his book.
my attitude with my doctor is it's up to him to maintain a good relationship with me. And previously I had a kidney doctor, and I have white coat syndrome where I come in and I'm thinking I'm going to hear bad news all the time, which I don't. And my blood pressure shoots way up. And then if I wait a few minutes, it'll calm down. And actually what seemed to help, well, he had asked me one time if I had a flu shot, and I said, no, I don't want a flu shot. And he said, well, the benefits, I always hear the benefits outweigh the risks.
Hold on, Ken. Okay. All right, because we were getting, did you hear the bleed in from the studio?
No.
Okay, I was hearing it. I'm sorry. Okay. Maybe it was just me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, this might be a good technique. I said, well, if you're so confident in vaccines, I said, you're a kidney doctor. You think it's a good idea to have proteins injected into your blood? Well, it's kidney failure, like olive oils and so many adjuvants they put in. So I said, hey, why don't you roll your sleeve up and take one with me? Yeah, no, we are talking about you. You know, that kind of, so that ended that discussion.
Yep. Well, don't check your brains at the door, Ken. That's all I can say. Yeah. They are highly indoctrinated. I'm telling you, the big pharma, it actually starts in medical school. They indoctrinate them and indoctrinate them and indoctrinate them. So when we come in and we want to talk about something other than big pharma solutions, they don't want to hear about it, or they don't know anything about it. One thing we have to recall is that, and I know this for a fact, I've seen it, I've seen people admit to it. If you are on prescription drugs and they say, well, I'll give you 3 refills, that's a guarantee if you're still going to be taking it, you come back. He gets paid for that appointment so he can refill the drug. And I've seen how this works to keep that office filled, to keep his patient load up. All he has to do is say, come back in 2 months, and we'll see how
you do. Yeah, they always have you scheduled to come back in 2 months.
That's right. Yep. That's because they get the appointment, and then they refill the prescription, and you will come back because you think you need your prescription refilled. It's right. an insurance for them to make money.
Well, one last thing before I go is I bought my third bottle of Extendivite, and it seems like my white coat blood pressure is under control. One time I walked in, it was 180, and then 4 months later, it was 140 over 70.
Wow.
I said, so what do you think? He goes, I don't have an explanation for it, but he's a pretty good. That's my endocrinologist. He's pretty decent about it. The kidney doctor, I just stopped seeing him anymore.
Problem solved, right?
Well, when you hear benefits outweigh the risk, run in the other direction.
That's right. That's exactly what we have to keep thinking. Are the risks or benefits, they want to make that decision for us. The bad news is they're not the ones suffering the physical discomfort of all these side effects, and they're not suffering this slow, gradual decline of health that you will get if you stay on statin drugs. They're not going to suffer that, and they're going to blame it on your heart condition. They will never blame it.
Yeah, they always have a way. They always have a way of coming around to saying that, well, it's my fault or it's something I did. I just told them, I said, I don't believe the treatments are effective.
Yeah, There you go.
And I just look at them like that, and I think the other thing you can do is sign pro se after your name.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, if you reserve your right to get a second opinion, and you agree with me that we can define the second opinion as broadly as we want, and that could be you reading a book by Dr. Sinatra, that could be you reading a book by Hanna, that's your
I'd like to find a stamper, but I've been listening to you for a little bit and a couple other hosts.
Okay.
And I'm very interested in without prejudice part of the signature.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing that up, because that's where I want to go next. Thank you for calling.
Sure. All right, well, thank you. Okay, good night.
Okay, good night. Okay, we kind of went through the medical thing. Before the evening's up, however, I wanted to address an email that I got where this gentleman, of course, is still in the matrix, and he still thinks the Constitution is the law of the land, and it's just corruption, and I'm all wrong, and Stamper's all wrong, and Stamper never practiced law, which isn't true. And so I want to read to you, we've talked about the notice of condition precedent, and in it we establish for the record both our legal and our political character. And our legal character is that of a living flesh and blood man or woman. And our political character is that of a non-citizen of the United States. Okay. Now, Melvin Stamper, and we talked about before you do this, you have to renounce you have to cancel your voter's registration. You have to wake up and realize no matter who you put in Washington, they don't work for you. They work for the corporations. We need to stop being naive about that. Things just get worse with each president. Things get worse. They make all these promises. They don't keep them. So we're just on this downward spiral. I don't see any jobs coming back. I see more and more people unemployed, more and more students drowning in student loan debt, more and more foreclosures. I don't see any of these bankers going to jail. So, to me, to think that you could put Trump in there from Wall Street and all of a sudden you'd have all these bankers going to jail, I thought that was naive right from the start. But anyway, so part of the process of notice of condition precedent is the first step is canceling your voter's registration, okay? The second step is to post the notice of condition precedent and declare that you are not a U.S. citizen. Now, Melvin Stamper did this in 1998, and he's the author of Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. He is an attorney. If he's still alive, I haven't been able to reach him. And he was a law professor, and he worked. He went to Vietnam. He was a soldier. He also was an advisor to the CIA. So he was right in the middle of this thing. And the more he looked at it, the closer he looked at it, the more he had to research because he knew something was terribly wrong. Well, in his book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, he has a copy of the letter that he sent to Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State of the United States, called Citizenship Repudiation. So I want to read tonight just a little bit of that because someone was under the impression that you cannot renounce your citizenship, which is simply not true. Anybody can do that. That's a choice. That's your political choice. So let me read a little bit from this book, and this is his citizenship repudiation. He starts by calling it an affidavit, assertory oath, and revocation of citizenship. This is to certify that I, Melvin Stamper, was born January 7, 1940, in the sovereign republic state of Kentucky. I presently live upon the land of the sovereign Republican state of Florida. I'm sorry, Republic state of Florida. I am not a resident or citizen of the United States government corporation whose situs is Washington, the District of Columbia. My relation to that federal entity as far as jurisdiction is that of a non-resident alien to the corporate United States government. I am a free and natural human man, described by the Lord God as a living soul, living under the common law and the fear of God. I have assumed among the powers of the earth granted by the Lord God Almighty, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle me. Therefore, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to my posterity and myself, to reacquire my birthright as a member of the sovereign body of we the people, I hereby asseverate and revoke my citizenship, if any ever existed, with the legal fiction known as the United States Government Corporation. I further rescind any and all feudal contracts with that federal government, its agencies, and with the state of Florida and its agencies. I have rescinded the Social Security number fraudulently issued me by the government at the tender age of 13, as I was legally incompetent to enter into a legal contract with the government. The government, by misinformation, led me to believe at that time that I was required to secure a Social Security account number in order to gain employment, which is simply not true. The government agent who obligated me to the Social Security system knew or should have known that there existed serious liabilities to anyone who accepted a Social Security number. That agent had a fiduciary responsibility to inform me of the true nature of the Social Security trust account and the obligations, liabilities that the trust involved. By the government's, hold on. By the government's silence on the matter, the government established by fraud a constructive trust agreement with me, which must be vitiated. Since receiving that account, I have, through my religious instruction, come to believe that the Social Security number may be what is referred to in the Holy Bible Book of Revelations as the mark of the beast, or at least its precursor. For me to participate in that program and continue to use that number may place my eternal soul in jeopardy. I will not and cannot do that. The money which I have paid into that social system for over 40 years, including the monies paid by my employer's demand, is hereby made for full reimbursement to me. I do not wish, nor am I permitted by God, to make myself a ward of the state, as would be the case if I accepted the Social Security benefits. I demand the same treatment that was given to the people in the Philippines who are participant in the Social Security Trust and choose citizenship of the Philippines over that of the United States. As the Social Security program is not a feudal contract in that Congress gave no property rights to a Social Security trust account, I demand the contract be voided and all monies returned and if you want, when the Federal Reserve took over the whole economy of the United States, but really it went a little haywire in 1933 when they brought in the birth certificates. We started pledging our children as a collateral for the debt without even knowing it. And in '50s, they brought in UCC in all our courts. That's what I would like people to focus on, because that's what you're going to run into if you get a ticket or if any other reason you're called into court. That's what's in those courts. That's what I want people to understand.
Jurisdiction outside the courthouse, because they're all owned by the Commissioners Association. You know, they're privately owned corporations. I get all that. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just like a cop. He can only stay on that property because they're hired by the commissioners, like the sheriff, the city police. That's why when you get to a map, you can't find the city of Lancaster or the city of Columbus. You can find Columbus, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. They can do all the commercial that they want to, but they're only allowed to do that stuff on their own property.
No,
and that's
not
why
true.
You have to go back to the organic laws.
No, not true. That's not true. What you just said is not true. Because what they're going to look for is a document that you signed. They're going to look for verification that there is a contract that they can enforce. And they're going to look to see what you have presented that obligates you to their contractual system. It's not territorial. It's commercial. They're acting on you not as a living man living anywhere. They're acting against you as a legal fiction. And a legal fiction doesn't need to be on the land. The legal fiction isn't real anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to get back into it. They can't just charge you because of they don't have the jurisdiction to do anything, is what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't make no difference about the artificial person or not.
Oh, no, it does. Gary, I'm so sorry to tell you this. It's all UCC. It does. What did you sign? If people are running into difficulty, the first thing I always ask them, what did you sign? Because if you signed it, it's a contract they're going to enforce. Period. The city will enforce it. The state will enforce it. The sheriff will enforce it. They are enforcing this commercial system against your person. All the laws and statutes they write in your state legislature, in your city council, are all for the legal person. It's all UCC. It doesn't have anything to do with the land at all. Because it's all fiction. Land is real. Land is substance. They're all dealing in form.
It's public or it's private. The roads are public.
No.
Go back here. Go to your city. Where are you? In Columbus. You ain't going to tell me anything.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back shortly.
Been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills
are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In Defense of Humanity, and we've been talking tonight about the United States bankruptcy as exposed. We've been focused on the information that Jim Traficant gave us, and he talked about it was all hypothecated. He talked about its United States corporation, and he talked about its connection to the money system. So when you start talking public and private, you're not looking at it. It's all commerce. It's all commerce. Now, either you contract with them or you don't. If you've contracted with them, they're going to compel you to perform on that contract. Even though common law requires real money for a consideration.
Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Apparently, I disappeared there. I was just talking away, and I was waiting for the break, and there was no sound. And so then I tried to open up the Skype, and it wouldn't open up. So I'm sorry, folks. I had to restart the Skype. So I'm back. We were talking about the citizen repudiation of Melvin Stamper. I'd be happy to take calls. I'm trying to straighten people out because some people are under the impression that you cannot repudiate your citizenship, and that is not true. You can. Stamper did it. Many people have done it. There are many people walking around in the country right now who are absolutely not citizen. They don't admit to being, because remember, if you're a citizen of the United States of America, United States citizen, you are an enemy of the state, which is why you need a license to own a dog, to get a car, to get married. You need a birth certificate. All of that is because you are an enemy of the state. You are considered to be their property, their security, okay? You back their fiat currency. So anyway, I recommend the book, Melvin Stamper's Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. You can get it at Amazon, and it's just mind-blowing. It's the best written one I've read so far, and there's a lot of stuff out there about that, but I like his the best. Okay, we have a caller from Utah. Tom, are you there?
Here, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. I'm back, and I can hear you.
Okay, good. Sorry to back you up. You were talking about the patient's rights document.
Yes.
Since I've been, adversarial to my fellows, and I've had to go into the courtroom and restore families' children back to them. One thing I might suggest, at least for your consideration on that patient rights paper, is get them to notarize their signature before they take it to their doctor, and then take several copies, all copies with the notarized on each copy. Have the doctor or the clinic or provider sign a copy that they've received a copy. And you take that received copy, put it in your files, and or give copies to interested family members or friends.
Okay. Now, Tom, I'm going to have to disagree with you, sweetie, because I have a lot of experience with these institutions. First of all, they will sign nothing. That they will not. You're not dealing with the court here. You're dealing with these doctors, and you don't want an adversarial relationship with your physician. Trust me, that's not to your advantage. This is not really meant to be a legal notice per se. This is meant to just let him know that you're retaining your right for informed consent, which is part of the AMA policy anyway. Okay.
Right.
And he knows that. And you are trying to have this so that you're sweetly, nicely, friendly, telling him if you refuse one of these treatments, you do not believe it should be recorded on the chart as you being non-compliant. If you don't do that, that's what they're going to do. They're going to categorize you right on the chart as non-compliant.
Right.
Okay.
We need to give you a psych-eval.
I mean, really. And then the way these electronic records are going, we're seeing evidence that if one doctor says you're non-compliant and you see another doctor, even from a different specialty within that system, the second doctor will see on the chart that you've been considered non-compliant and you may not get treated very well by that physician. This problem is everywhere. The electronic record system has made it that much worse. So if you want to say no to stats, they're going to know all over that you've done that. Go ahead.
What I'd recommend in that case, if the spirit dictates that you should not press them to provide a received signature, at least keep a copy and keep a note on a copy that you maintain with listing the date that you gave that to them.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and make copies of that. Give that to your family members or friends in the event that sometimes you're incapacitated.
Okay, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly. Hang in there, Tom.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. We're in the last segment. I will be posting the citizenship repudiation by Melvin Stamper on the IDH program links page, as well as the Declaration of Patients' Rights, so that people can have a copy of that and use it as they feel it might be helpful. And we were talking to Tom in Utah. Tom, I think I know what you're doing and why you are wanting this to be a little more like a legal notice. And really, when we put this together, because we're trying to avoid having a conflicted relationship with the physician, that is absolutely not in your best interest. It truly isn't. If he's going to dig in and fight with you,
right,
you're going to end up having to get a new physician. I've seen how ugly they can get up close and personal. And we dumped a guy. I mean, he was just too arrogant, and we had to dump him. And it's not always easy to replace them. So we try to keep these relationships somewhat amenable, you know. But I don't think what I read about this should be words that would make most physicians feel combative. I tried to word it in a way that they wouldn't feel that we're being adversarial, right? We just want to be able to know the facts and make our own consent and our own decisions.
Right, just let them know that you know what the rules of the game are.
Right, and that's not saying that we're not going to do anything they say, right? It's just saying we're reserving the right. If there's some things, if you're going to push a vaccine on me, I'm going to reserve the right to say no thank you, you know?
What's really fun is, since I worked in the industry, I've gone in for a physical at the VA, and they say, well, let's see, you're 76. Let's put you on Lipitor. And, of course, I say, well, you know, I have to remind you, young interns. I worked with Robert Jarvik. He was never a doctor, and thankfully his wife and I are good friends, and she had to say sacrificed her career to do battle in my behalf. So I say, what's my blood work show? Oh, let's see, my cholesterol is under 120. Let's see, what's my blood pressure? Anyway, it's a laugh because most of the time they haven't even looked at your blood work.
Right. That's right.
And I say, I'm a friend with the ex-wife of Robert Jarvik. Do you think I'm going to take anything that he promoted on TV? But anyway.
Listen, I know a brilliant physician who bought the whole song and a dance to the point he thought it was preventative, and he put himself on Lipitor. And he was in his 50s. And then I didn't know he did this. And then all of a sudden he said, you know, I tried it, but I was having terrible pains in my feet, so I went off of it, and I'm never going to take it again. This is how good they are at marketing, Tom. Big Pharma is really good at marketing to these guys.
Well, I have to tell you that I was going to retire into peaceful bliss, right? But I ended up with the mother and daughter at my door, and that ruined my retirement. And I got to tell you, the dozen cases I've been drug into as an old, you know, practitioner in pathology.
Oh, yeah.
I see the horror of the medical profession now taking control of your children. And
right.
I've had so many cases with Child Protective Services, and I've had to go in and do battle. And that's why I was recommending that we make ourselves at least legally immune. And so along with that patient rights paper, at least on your own personal energy, keep records of everything that they do to you medically, but also write your own personal opinions and put them in paper and keep them. Like I say, sometimes you might end up incapacitated, and your papers will be the way to save your life.
Well, and I recommend people keep a log, you know, because you're not going to remember.
Yes.
Especially if you were in a hospital. Well, what day did they do this surgery? Well, what day did they do this test? What day did I have a reaction? You really need to keep a log of what you're taking and what's happening so that they don't do a good job of coordinating your care. Anyway, they got too many specialists. You know, this family member had four different specialists writing orders on him, and they were in conflict with each other.
Yeah, they don't have the time, and they don't want to take the time to really follow through on everything on you. And that's I'm the worst patient that any doctor can have.
Right. And not only that, Tom, I'm telling everybody, if you're taking any medications, you should be going online and looking up the side effects and contraindications. Don't presume that your doctor knows all the side effects, and don't presume that they won't prescribe a medication for you that is contraindicated, because I have seen both happen in the last 3 months.
Yeah, in fact, I have to tell you, my own father died of liver failure. Why did he die of liver failure? Because he was on all of these heart medications before he got his epiphany from his son.
Yes, yes.
That he didn't die of a heart attack, which he thought he was going to die of, but he died literally of liver cirrhosis,
right?
All caused by the heart medications that he'd been on for a lifetime.
Yes, and they are dangerous drugs. That's why you've got a heart issue. I strongly recommend people go to Dr. Steven Sinatra's website and look at Alternatives Healthy.
Or they can talk to me.
Okay. Yeah, there's great alternatives out there. It's just that the doctors don't.
I was terminal with malignant melanoma in 1991. I was also scheduled for a valve replacement. But when I changed my attitude, having gone through that epiphany, and I had to finally, respect my medicine.
Right.
And I mean, truly respect it. When I changed my life habits, a year later, when they were saying, well, let's see, we had you scheduled for consideration of valve replacement. They examined my heart. They said, what happened? Your valve's okay. Were your vows okay? I said, yeah. I finally decided to respect the science that I'd been living with my life.
Good for you.
You know, doctors are the dumbest of all individuals.
Well, I'm beginning to think they might be.
We keep patting ourselves on the back while we have a big, bloody, greasy steak.
You know, and you say they seem to have no compassion for patient suffering, and that's one of the things that some of them still do, but others don't. They just look at the chart, they look at the figures, they come and make a declaration to the patient, and they seem to be ignoring the patient in front of them who's suffering, and that is something that's hard to forgive.
See, I went into medicine because I wanted to save lives. It didn't take me very long that it was not about mercy, but about mercenary. And I've been disappointed. And like I say, the spring of 2001, I was approached by a mother and daughter that readjusted my attitude because I had to go back towards medicine and become an expert in the courts to get their children back. And at that point, I realized how corrupt medicine had really evolved, too, from the time that I left. I left in the mid-70s because I was feeling, you know, the pressure of the control from above. But then when I was drugged back in 2001, I realized, man, is it gone to the dogs? And I'm terrified for people now. If you end up in a clinic or in a hospital, you're far more likely to end up dead than if you didn't go there. I mean, I hate to say that. But I tell people, please make the changes to your lifestyle habits so that you don't end up there. You know, there is about a third of medicine that is really valid. You know, like you say, if you got a car accident and your body parts are spread apart, there's nothing better than a good orthopedic surgeon or a good you know, emergency surgeon. But most of medicine is nothing more than opportunity to make money and steal families, destroy families, and destroy economies. Anyway, appreciate you letting me on. If you get a chance, if you're curious, take a look at that article written by Elaine Jarvik, Robert Jarvik's wife, in my behalf. It's in the website, 3 Feet from Death. You still there? Okay, you let me hold on. Oh, okay. Back in 1991, I had two women at my door. They were begging me to save their child. The child had been taken by the state of Utah. They were accused of abuse and neglect because a baby had died in their home the previous year. A subsequent child born ended up sick in that subsequent winter. And so the state was accusing them of causing the baby's near death because of their family's dietary lifestyle.
Oh, my.
It took me a while to finally realize that the baby and the parents had been affected by exhaust fumes coming from their own furnace. Oh. And that had all been overlooked by the stupid medical team that had taken the sick baby in, the surviving sick baby in. It had all the classical indications of carbon monoxide poison, but it was never tested or treated for it.
Yeah, they're trained, and I know that for a fact. They are trained. I looked at, and I did a show about that. I don't know if you heard the show, where when they send you the forms, fill out our forms, so you have bring them in when you come in, you're a new patient. There's nowhere on that form that it mentions the idea that there could be a toxin. It's all about your bad habits, bad you, and your bad genes, your bad family. And they're trained that it's going to be one or the other. It couldn't possibly be toxic air or toxic water or toxic drugs or toxic food. Nah, couldn't be that.
Well, what's really interesting, as I got into these cases in this I'm struggling with my speech because I was assaulted. I'm now blind. I've been partially paralyzed, lost much of my teeth in the chemical assault that I was inflicted with in D.C. But I come to find out in 1975, 1976, this whole thing was set in motion to remove some of the poorer population. This sounds really conspiratorial. In 1976, the federal government turned over the housing industry of the poor to HUD, of course.
Right.
And they violate code everywhere they turn. But at the same time, a curious agency in D.C. called the National Fire Prevention Association has rewritten the protocols for first responders, firemen, paramedics, and medical people so that carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and the other normal environmental toxins that you might experience in your home are pushed way down into the darkness in terms of diagnostic protocols or best practices.
Right.
Yet if you come in from an industrial site, they instantly test you for carbon monoxide and other environmental poisons. They don't notify you, but they notify your boss. Isn't that curious?
Yep. Well, listen, we have another caller before we finish. We've got, if we have one more caller, is that right, Ken? Okay, thanks, Tom.
Anyway, Alma,
it was good hearing from you, and you had some great information.
When you get a chance, look at gassingamerica.com.
Okay.
Call me and tell me what you think about that National Fire Prevention Association Act suppressing the identification of these poisons and putting 34 million at risk.
Okay, I will.
Especially babies. Especially the...
Okay, we have another caller. We have just a few minutes. John from California. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, Al. Hi. Yes, good program. How do you get out of, or how do you cancel your voter's registration?
It's on our website. We found a link for and this link actually you can use. I think it has them all listed. Go on the page notice of condition precedent on the website and scroll down, and when it says it's three easy steps, the first step is cancel the voter registration, and there's a link there, and that should take you right to where you need to go for your state.
Okay, this is I don't see Will Well. Is this down at the very bottom of the page here?
Hold on. I've been having technical problems tonight. It's down a ways. Let me look. Notice the condition precedent. Maybe halfway down. It says, so you understand, there is a... two recordings, and you can see the bar that shows that those are audio. Okay, just below the second recording, you see number 1, 2, and 3.
Uh-huh.
There's a link, cancel your voter's registration.
Great. Very good. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, it was an interesting... callers that we had tonight, it does seem that, as he said, the decision was made. These decisions are coming from the top. We have to remind ourselves these agencies do not work for the benefit of the people. They are all part of the corporation. We don't vote for the head of any agency. We can't hire them. We can't fire them. We can't make them behave. We can't get them to change vaccination recommendations. They keep adding to them. They recommend fluoride in everybody's water. They recommend fluoride treatment in little children, and fluoride is a poison. So breaking the public's mistaken understanding that these 450 agencies are there to protect the public is one of the tasks that's going to be difficult for us all. They were never put there to protect the public. They were put there to administer the bankruptcy and control the public. And that's what they do. That's why Ohio still has Superfund sites and has had since the late 80s, and they never get them cleaned up. The EPA is supposed to do that. It does not do that. That's why we have fracking, where people's water wells are being poisoned by fracking. And you would say, well, the EPA is just not doing their job. No, they're doing their job. I mean, they are told what to do by the head of the agency, and what they want to do is make life hard for you. Okay, thank you for the callers, and we'll be back next week. Please stay tuned and listen to the imaging prayer that we do the last 5 minutes of every program. We have to spend some time to image the world we know we deserve and we know our children deserve. Good night, everyone.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I wanted to stop before the show's over that next Saturday night, Christmas Eve, John is going to play an audio recording of the famous story A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I have spent the day doing a little more research, and this is an amazing story. When he wrote this story in 1843, he was responding to what he could witness was desperate conditions in London at the time. And at the time, according to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the central bankers had just created another boom and bust, and the people were incredibly poor. Okay, they do this, and that's what caused the Great Depression. They create these artificial booms and busts, and when the bust comes, there's no jobs. But that's what Dickens was responding to, and I hope you listen to it. It's beautiful. No one can say this man wasn't the most amazing writer. And thanks, John, for putting this on for everybody's enjoyment on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, people. I will be back in 2 weeks.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.